Good morning, students. Let me explain how Antony won the mob over to his side after the death of Julius Caesar, or the funeral oration of Mark Antony. After Caesar's assassination, Brutus, the company of the conspirators, comes forward to justify the murder of Caesar to the public. Brutus manipulates the public's minds through logical argument. He says that he has killed Caesar not because he loved Caesar less, but he loved Rome more. He asks them if they would all continue to live as slaves under the rule of Caesar. He says, I quote from the text, "There is tears for his love, joy for his fortune, honor for his valor, and death for his ambition." I repeat, there is tears for his love, joy for his fortune, honor for his valor, and death for his ambition. He ends his speech by saying that he reserves the dagger for himself when his country needs his life. Thus, he justifies the murder of Caesar. Then, Antony comes and addresses the people as friends. He says that he has come to bury Caesar and not to praise him. He says further, I quote from the text, "The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar." I repeat, the evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. By repeating the words, "The noble Brutus, Brutus is an honorable man," Antony makes the people think Brutus is not an honorable man. He proves that Caesar was not ambitious. He points out how Caesar had filled the general coffers with a huge ransom he got from many captives, how he cried when the poor people cried, and how he stubbornly refused the crown thrice during the Lupercal. The dramatic pass which he follows gives him the opportunity to assess the mental condition of the people. Then Antony refers to the will of Caesar, which makes the people eager to know its contents. But Antony says that he would not immediately read it, but he should affirm the honorable assassination of Caesar. He shows them the various wounds cast by the various conspirators, Cassius, envious Casca, and beloved Brutus. To sensitize the mob, he makes particular reference to the wound cast by Brutus as the most unkindest cut of all. He ends his speech with the most dramatic and passionate words. I read from the text, "Every wound of Caesar that should move the stone of Rome to rise and mutiny." I repeat, "Every wound of Caesar that should move the stone of Rome to rise and mutiny." The effect is electrical. The people rush forth to kill all the conspirators. The speeches of Brutus and Mark Antony stand in sharp contrast. Brutus appeals entirely to the reason of the people. Antony touches the heart of the people. Moreover, Brutus fails to understand the psychology of his audience. The reason he gives for murdering Caesar is that Caesar was ambitious, but he fails to give them any proof of Caesar's ambition. Antony gets the attention of the mob by addressing them as friends. He shrewdly appeals to the emotions of the people, and carefully he uses a theatrical expertise to win the hearts of mob. His arguments are a perfect blending of persuasion and humility. Thus, he easily succeeds in turning the people against the conspirators of Caesar. Thus, Antony is a shrewd and a practiced politician who knows his business very well and will never fail in the possession of it. Thank you.